Thank you, Karis. Really appreciate the choice of song. You know, there's a few songs that I do remember well that Karis has sung for our meditation. Do you remember? Yes. Two songs in particular. One reminds me, you know, way back then was Running Back to You. And you sung that with passion and meaning. Much appreciated. And again, this beautiful hymn that we have in our hymn book, that you again, through the power of God, sung so well. And that is God's nature. In fact, that's what this is all about. We see, in fact, everything that God has set up is because he desires for us to come to him. I too will add my words of greeting for this year that has started, this first Sabbath of the new year, as we've begun. And my desire, above all things, is that we will know him better. You know, our Sabbath school lesson taken by Elder Richard really pointed out the importance of God possessing our hearts to such a degree that we will be his witnesses, that, you know, as the Bible says, as Paul says, that neither angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature will be able to separate us from what? The love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to move forward with the message, since this is communion today and our time is fast running. A fresh start. Gracious God, again we commit this time into your hands. We are your children. You are our God. And so, Father, as children, we want to listen to Daddy. We want to hear your voice. And so we pray, O gracious Father, speak again. Speak again through your servant. Minister your truth right to our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Valerie, for reading the passage of Scripture in the Old Testament book of Ezekiel. One may not particularly look at such a book for a communion service, but I want to just draw an important point for our understanding here today. And that's why I've entitled the message, A Fresh Start. A Fresh Start. Now, a fresh start surely is the desire of every human heart, isn't it? A fresh start. If it were possible to press the reset button and start again, to begin afresh, would be great, wouldn't it? But a fresh start is not an unfamiliar phrase. It is quite a common and widely understood one. And you would have either heard someone say it, or you may have spoken those very words or a version of those words yourself. Now, a fresh start, according to the Cambridge Dictionary, you know, I wanted to go there and have a look at what it actually says. You know, many times there are many things we say. It's just interesting to know what the dictionary actually says about a phrase, a fresh start. According to the Cambridge Dictionary, it says, regarding a fresh start, an opportunity to begin something again. Of course, naturally. When I turn to another dictionary, the Macmillan Dictionary, and in this dictionary, it provides a similar definition with this following important addition. Here it is. Regarding a fresh start, a complete change in your way of life or the way you do things, especially after you have been unsuccessful. It's an opportunity to begin again, but without the weight of past mistakes and past failures. This was what God wanted to do in the hearts of the people of Israel when he called them out of Egypt. I'm just giving you a little bit of background to why we have Ezekiel 36, 26, 25, and 26, and 27 as our scripture passage. God wanted to do in the hearts of the people of Israel that which is in our title today, a fresh start. He wanted to give them a fresh start. He called them out of Egypt. And right there at the foot of Mount Sinai, God declared to them his character that is expressed in the Ten Commandments. And with enthusiasm, they all spoke with sincere hearts, though driven by, I would say, self-confidence and self-sufficiency. They said these words, "All that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient." But with this bold declaration upon their lips, they soon found themselves inconsistent, rebellious, idolatrous, and unfaithful. Do you know? They adopted the Canaanite practices around them. They worship Baal, the god who's supposed to enable the earth to produce crops and to help people to produce children, Baal. They worship Baal. They worshiped Asherah, Baal's mother, the one who was a supreme Canaanite goddess of fertility, the goddess of the sun and storm. They worshipped Asherah. They even sacrificed their own children in the fire to demons, to Moloch. They practiced divination, sorcery, and temple prostitution, incest, adultery, and other sexual abominations. They had only said before, "All that you have said, O Lord, we will do and be obedient." You can read all about it in the book of Ezekiel. It's right there, my brothers and sisters. The abominations of those who had promised that they would do all that God had said. You see, their religious experience as a nation was up and down. And at times, faithful, and other times, unfaithful. At times, having the energy and enthusiasm for God, and at other times, struggling to keep going. And as a people, they were to make an impact for God among the heathen nations about them. As they lived their lives according to his word, God would then be seen by the heathen nations as a holy and a just God. If only they lived their lives according to his word, all the other nations around them would have seen that God is holy, because they would have lived their lives as holy lives. They would have seen God as just. But instead, the children of Israel were impacted and influenced by the heathen nations around them. I'm not telling you anything new. Multiple times they broke the covenant agreement that God had made with them. But when they were under severe bondage, the children of Israel cried out to God to deliver them, and God was always willing to extend to them a fresh start. Always willing. In the midst of their Babylonian experience, God reached out to them with a message of hope, where in their own strength they failed, where in their own self-righteousness they fell short, God promised them that they were desperately, desperately in need of something that they did not know how to achieve. That was a fresh start. A one-on-one personal relationship with the source of all strength, wisdom, and purpose. The one who is a source of faithfulness, the source of righteousness. They needed a fresh start. In verse 24 onwards of Ezekiel 36, we read that a day would come when God would rescue them from the oppression of their enemies and bring them again to their own land. A day would come when, through life's trying experiences of the past, God will cause their eyes to be opened to see their need of him in the present and in the future. God promised that he will sprinkle them with clean water. God promised that he would exchange the hard, resistant, rebellious, stubborn-willed heart of stone with a new and impressionable heart. God promised that he will give them a new spirit. That is his own spirit. And that they would delight to do his bidding and to live by his law. God had a fresh start in mind for his people. But the question was whether they really wanted it. Ellen White, in the Australasian Union Conference record, wrote the following in 1914. I quote, "Although in one sense the first day of the new year is no more to God than any other day, yet he often puts into the hearts of his children at that time a desire to begin the new year with new resolves, perhaps with plans to carry out some worthy enterprise, and with purposes to depart from the wrongs of the old year and to live the new year with new determinations." End quote. Though the new year is another day to God, nevertheless, he places it within your heart and mine through the Holy Spirit to make new resolves with plans to carry out God's will or plans to put away evil practices. God is lovingly looking at you and me this first Sabbath of the new year. And in this communion Sabbath of the first year, the first Sabbath of the year, there will be water. I'm bringing you back to the text. There will be water, where symbolically we have the opportunity to be washed. There will also be bread and unfermented wine, and through those we receive the life of Christ into our very selves through the power of the Holy Spirit. God is offering you and me individually and corporately a fresh start. Now, this is nothing to do with self-determination or self-confidence. Because the reality is, my brothers and sisters, we have all proven that our hearts are inconsistent, rebellious and unfaithful. We've all proven that. Human strength has proven unsuccessful over the many years that have passed. And we have all become dirty and unclean and affected by the influences of this world in which we live. You see, we were supposed to be the influence. But you know what has happened? The world has influenced us. So we are no better. I haven't got the time here to go through all what might be described as the abominations among us. But I praise God that he hasn't thrown us away. He hasn't done that. You see, God sees the potential in us, covered with his blood and clothed in his righteousness and endowed with his power. God sees that by our living according to his word, God sees that if we live according to his word, the people around us, in our schools, in our universities, in our places of work, people will see if we live according to his word. And I'm talking about living according to his word. If we as a people live according to his word, people around us will see in our workplaces, in our schools, in our universities, even in our worship services, people will see that God is just and God is holy. It is in this way, by living according to his word, that we glorify him and show unbelievers that faith in God does work. Do you hear the voice of Jesus speaking through the prophet Ezekiel to you today? The prophet says, as God speaks, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness. And from all your idols I will cleanse you. A new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away from you the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. God has in mind a fresh start for us. But the question is, do you want it? You know, one person said, no matter how hard the past is, you can always begin again. You know, we say where there is life, there is what? Hope. Another person said, you may have a fresh start at any moment you choose. For this thing that we call failure is not the falling down, it's the staying down. That's the failure. Do you hear that? It's not the falling down. It's the staying down. A new chapter in life is awaiting every one of us seating here today. A fresh start is on offer to all of us. And although no one can go back and make a brand new start, as it were, anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending. And as we prepare to separate and to go and wash, remember, Jesus is saying to you, I want to give you a fresh start. Come, let me wash you. This is not an inconvenience where some of you may think, oh, I don't want to go and do that. This is an invitation from Jesus. This is an opportunity that he wants to give to each one of us to begin again. As I said, he wants to do it. Do we want it?